Jean Poppe, the DSL lead on the House Ag Finance Committee.
Jean, here we are, the final weekend of the 2017 Minnesota legislative session. I know there have been reports of gridlock and a lack of movement on some things, but let's start with a positive here and where you have seen some progress being made on legislation.
Well, this week we did see progress on Real ID. So that bill actually had a conference committee. There were exchanges back and forth on what could be included in the bill. It went on for a little while, as far as a few weeks, but in the end, there is a bill that did pass the House and Senate, went to the governor, and was signed by the governor this week. So we do have that as an accomplishment to be able to say that's done.
Beyond that, though, is it still a matter of negotiating on some of the bigger things?
Now the negotiations are, you know, it's a budget year. We have to do the budget, and we have all of the budget bills yet to do. But it's a lot also hinging on what the policy is in those budget bills and whether or not policy should be included or not included, or if it's the right policy that's meeting with the governor's approval or not. So I think even though, you know, for instance, ag finance is very close to an agreement, I think that they can get to some final solution there pretty quickly. There's still talk about what's in the ag policy bill and what kinds of policies there are maybe to move from ag finance to ag policy. So so a couple of days ago, it was announced that, oh, ag finance is an agreement because they came up with the dollar amount. But that was only the dollar amount. That wasn't actually what would be included in the bill and how it would be written. And so the bills all went to the governor, the budget bills. He vetoed all of them. Then they've put through now what we call vehicle bills, or bills that does include some part of the budget that can be used as the bill to create the new budget bills. And those have made it through the process, and those are in conference right now. So conference committees were renamed. So again, I'm on the Ag Finance Conference Committee. But today, as of this morning, I've not heard yet if that's meeting anytime soon. So I'm not sure if that's meeting today or if there's, I'm assuming that what will happen is once there is an agreement, the chairs of those committees will meet and determine what they'd like to see in the bill or what they know to be agreed upon with the governor to be in the bill. And then those bills would come forward. But we are getting very close to the end of time here for us for the regular legislative session.
Well, a simple question here to what I know will be a very complicated answer. What is it going to take to close these divides and get the session finished on time, Jean?
Well, it really does take the give and take and the ability to say, you know, you're not getting everything you want on all sides. And, you know, on some of those things, the budget could be shifted if the policy is different, and that could be probably on both sides with the legislature and the governor. You know, he may give more on a tax bill if he gets more in some other budget area or some policy issue or vice versa. So I think that's why the governor really has looked at it as a global picture, not as individual bills coming forward. Even though ag is not a large part of that, you know, it seems like, well, we should be able to move that one, but he's looking at the big picture. And I think you then start thinking about, well, what are there trade-offs here and there, and what are some things that you should do or not do? And that tends to bog things down because there's just so much of it. It's hard to make sure that you're dealing with every little item. And I think it just, to finish on time requires really kind of significant movement now. The governor made a final, what he determined, I thought, was more of a final offer that, okay, we got down to this point, now we have this much left, let's split the difference and determine it this way. Now, that was not met very satisfactorily from the legislature, the legislative leaders, so I think I know that they supposedly went back in today to negotiate, which is at least is a good sign because yesterday there wasn't much negotiation. So today I think going back in does show that there's an intent to continue to work and try to come up with a solution.
You are a veteran of this, if you will. You've seen these legislative sessions unfold in a lot of different ways, I'm sure. But based on your experience, Gene, and given what you've just described to me as far as what needs to happen to get the session done on time, what's the likelihood that it actually can?
I would not give it an over 50% likelihood that we are going to be able to finish on time. I do think that we're running out of time, number one, so it becomes physically difficult for all of the behind-the-scenes stuff to be able to happen. So to write the bills, put them into the right order, to get them, just that process part of it becomes more difficult when you run out of time. Or get close to the end here. I think just on the budget issues, there are still wide gaps. So determining how much is in a tax bill, how much is in a health and human services bill, for instance, some of those big ones, transportation is a big one, education, higher education, those are all significant bills. Trying to figure that out, that's going to take something. And then the policy issues, really, again, what's in the policy, whether or not that's going to meet with the governor's approval or not. I think there's always it's just posturing on how it's going to conclude. And I know that Speaker Dowd and Majority Leader Gazelka may not even be on the same page and how they'd like to see things move here into the end. So, you know, it's easy to be emperor and to say, this is how it's going to be, but none of the three of them are emperor. And that was Gazelka, or Dowd, nor the governor, are the ones that can actually make everything happen to their liking. So they do have to figure out how they get what they feel like they need most of and be willing to accommodate that the others have to get something also. So part of it is, you know, how do they shift the personality from being just, we're fighting for this and going down this path to, okay, I'm willing to accommodate and consider, you know, and some, for some it's easier to do than for others. And so I think, you know, for the time, for the amount of time we have, it's very difficult to see that we can finish by Monday. There have been times in the past where agreements have happened, and then Monday we adjourn and we do come back a day or two later for a one-day special session to say, okay, now everything's in place, we've reviewed it all, we can come back. And that's usually done with the agreement of the governor right away, you know, that they've come close enough, they know that that's going to happen, we can still finish it out within the week of the end of session. But if they don't get close enough to that, then I think we're much more likely to be here at the end of June trying to finish up what the budget will be in order to not have a shutdown July 1st.
Is it normal in a year like this where you have leaders looking at plans B, C, and D, as opposed to plan A would be to finish the session on time, but recognizing, like you just described, the odds of that happening are not good going into this weekend. So are there people behind the scenes that are already looking at what a special session might look like and getting some of those plans in order?
There probably are. I don't know that anyone is going to openly say that they're looking at doing that. I think, I've read that Speaker Dowd has indicated, you know, that they're going to want to send budget bills to the governor by the deadline on Monday again. And that would likely mean that they're not the budget bills that the governor are going to sign. Maybe a couple of them will be satisfactory and he maybe would sign some. But on the other hand, if they're not going to be signed, that does just set it up for a special session. The speaker has been through this before. He's been in a position where a special session has been the process. There hasn't been a conclusion by the end of the regular session. They went into special session, and I think the people of the state of Minnesota aren't always paying as much attention in May and June to what's going on in the legislature unless they're directly impacted. So they might not know that we're in regular session, a special session, or out of session. So I think he's kind of maybe weighing on that a little bit. But there are certainly things that people are watching. One is I have a local school district who has a bond referendum in early June. They want a tax bill. They want to make sure the ag to school tax provision is in a tax bill, and that's done and signed and in place prior to that. Now, that may or may not happen, and that is where we're at. You know, when there is a deadline on May 22nd, a lot of people and governments, lower governments, so school districts and city councils, townships, they're counting on us actually getting that done so that they can then do their work. And when it doesn't happen by the end of the regular session, they're also in limbo waiting for us to do it and whether or not we will do it. As I've said before, the budget bills have to be done to run government after July 1. A tax bill is not mandatory for government to run. A bonding bill is not mandatory for government to run. But those are bills that people have grown very interested in and would like to see happen. And since there was neither a tax bill nor a bonding bill last year, there definitely are a lot of people who are hoping and wanting to see those things happen because those will make a difference locally and to a lot of people. So small school districts, small regional areas throughout the state will see they'd like to have both a bonding bill and a tax bill. And those are other things that are sitting out there.